I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A bipartisan group of Colorado lawmakers wants to take redistricting decisions out of the hands of state legislators and put it into the hands of 12 voters. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Under the proposed measure, legislative staff would draw the initial maps, and the voters, evenly split between Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, would make the final call. Those voters would be chosen from a pool of applicants by lottery and by retired judges. Redistricting happens every 10 years after the census. When politicians are in charge of the process, they sometimes redraw voter maps in ways that help their own parties, but hurt minorities or independent voters. David Damore is a political scientist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He says population growth in our region could make redistricting an increasingly important issue because more and more voters are independent.
But probably the bigger challenge is if you draw the district, say, at the start of the decade, and then you have tremendous growth and you don't redistrict during the decade, you get really disproportionate districts.
Damore says lately, other Western states have also been moving to take redistricting decisions out of the hands of politicians. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Colorado voters will have their say on November's ballot. Southern Colorado experienced the worst hailstorm in more than 20 years early this morning. KRDO reports the largest hail was reported to be 3 inches in diameter near Peterson Air Force Base. The National Weather Service says El Paso County hasn't seen hail that large in the early morning hours since 1995. This is 91.5 KRCC News.